Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe.
Good morning, Naked family. I hope you are loving Fearless Minds and sharing it with your friends and whoever else you feel needs to hear it. As you can tell by the title, to be honest, there is no right time to start. You just have to start. Continuing to use that as an excuse will continue to leave you stuck. I've been there. Always wanting to be in the right environment, in the right outfit, surrounded by the right people, until I realized being a perfectionist just holds us back from showing and trying, or really just doing the important work of our lives. And this happens because we're really afraid of failing, or feeling vulnerable, or not being as good as we want others to think we are. So we end up avoiding the work that's required to actually become that good. I was reading The Mountain Is You by Breonna West, and she said we sabotage ourselves because it's the willingness to show up and just simply do it again and again that ultimately brings us to a place of mastery. Instead of focusing on being a perfectionist, we should be focused on progress and just getting it done. And from there is where we learn, where we grow, where we build and develop it to exactly what the vision is. Any other reason you offer for not showing up and doing the work is simply you prioritizing that reason over your ambition. When we stop accepting our own excuses and not being complacent with our own justifications and start looking at all the positive things we accomplished, then it will just help us make more progress. The fear of failing holds us back from putting in the work we need to eventually become great at. But anyway, back to the book, y'all. I was reading and she stated the most common way people sabotage their own success is by maintaining habits that are actively keeping you away from your goals. For example, when someone keeps saying they want to change the position they're in but doesn't do anything to change it, oh my gosh, that irks me. I'm so tired of having people in my life tell me over and over again what they want to do but do nothing about it. I'm going to keep it real. Like I said, I know a couple of people that's like that in my life. And I just choose not to be around them because if you lack ambition and you in motivation, like how am I learning from you? What am I learning from you? That energy just starts to become draining, constantly pouring into someone and not getting anything in return. I mean, it's but so much a friend can say or a book can do to get you out of your own way. You have to be that person to just say, F it. It's crazy because we all want to be better, but the thought of evolving to some people, it's intimidating. And worried about the discomfort it will bring, me personally, not stagnant, but I just don't like to be comfortable because then how am I able to grow? How am I able to get to the next thing? I always love a challenge. Remaining comfortable is never a place I want to stay in. In John chapter 11, verse 21 says, "Then Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died.' Yet Jesus waited on an opportunity that was pleasing to him for his glory. Jesus brought Lazarus back to life after being in the tomb for 4 days. In verse 40, Jesus says, 'Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?' I say this to say because it looks like God is late, but he's not. Be careful letting your pain be mad at God for something that the devil is doing. Be careful letting God be your slave and not your master. God will leave you in a situation long enough so that you can see God is who he say he is. When it looks like there's no plan, doesn't mean there's no plan. God didn't cause every negative experience in your life, but he does use it to fulfill his plan on your life. Lazarus' death gave Jesus an opportunity to show everyone his glory and what he was capable of doing if you just believe. The enemy doesn't want you to know God has a plan for you because the enemy wants you to see everything wrong to cause panic and unbelief. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 13 says, 'I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end,' meaning our story is already written once we surrender. And to close this out, I do want to share a message with you. My pastor said people always ask him this question: if God has a plan for my life, then why does bad things happen to me? He said, because in the beginning of Genesis 3, Adam had a perfect relationship with God. But once he touched the tree and the urge of knowing the unknown, sin entered the world. This serves as a purpose to say, once we start wanting to know what's next, not waiting and now doing things in our own strength, things go downhill, challenges will always find us, but that sharpens our iron. God is not going to take us out the fire, but he'll get in the fire with us.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ItsQuadesha. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you.